Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A.
Okay, let's do this.
Yay!
Hello and welcome to the Tidepool Orchestra. What the fuck was that noise? What were you doing, Mike?
Oh, I was drinking. Not alcohol. I was drinking tea because I can't afford alcohol right now. Because guess what?
Lipton tea, not sponsored, but delicious.
It was hashtag non-sponsored Lipton green tea mixed berry.
Lipton, if you want to sponsor us,
I would love free Lipton for life. It's about the only way I can afford to drink it.
I want to talk about the Sonic poster. I want to talk. It's me. It's Mike. It's Jordan. Everybody's
nice.
I want to talk about the Sonic poster, guys. There was a Sonic poster. There was a Sonic the Hedgehog. So here's the thing about Sonic, right? You go fast. Jordan and Mike, you play Sonic games. I don't know that much about Sonic.
You know the thing about the Sonic poster?
Uh-huh.
It makes me want to jump out of my three-story window right now that I could very easily do. I'm opening it. I'm going to jump.
That's
no,
exciting.
No.
Sending something in the...
Here I go, guys.
What if you jump and the live action Sonic comes and saves you?
The live
and he just gives you a wink. Yeah.
It's too fast for the naked eye.
Damn it. Now my window won't close. It's jammed open.
Live action Sonic.
Okay, Brian.
Yep.
You know what bothers me so fucking much besides the ugly design of it?
Uh-huh. He doesn't wear any...
Don't even refer to him as him. Just it.
It.
It? Wait.
No. Him. Anyway, it makes that stupid Sonic picture that is someone made with the fan art where he takes his shoes off and his feet are smelly. That's canon now.
What?
You don't know what picture I'm talking about?
I don't know what picture you're talking about. Can you describe that? Like, why is that canon now?
Well, okay, so all it is someone drew a picture of, like, cartoony Sonic with his shoes off, but with realistic feet, and he, like, takes his socks off, and he has, like, stinky lines, and it's supposed to be, like, a fetish thing, I guess?
Yes.
It is the worst, or one of the worst pictures that I have ever seen in my entire life, and that is now canon, because now they made him in the live action... like, less an animal and more closely human, with calves, like, fully defined calves.
Is that Chris Pratt?
Okay, so in the chat, Brian sent another poster.
Yeah, I found this poster that's, like, possibly fake. This was actually published, like, a year ago. And it just says, Fast Friends.
Fake.
And it shows, like, a kind of cartoony, kind of live-action previous model for Sonic the Hedgehog that they didn't use in the upcoming movie. And it also shows Chris Pratt, like, sitting there.
He's dressed as a cop, and they're laying on the hood of a car.
He and a couple of other actors were actually considered for the role of Tom, which is apparently the human character that Sonic hangs out with.
So it's like Garfield.
Yeah.
So but Sonic.
They wanted either Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Paul Rudd. I'm seeing a lot of Marvel names here. I'm just going to send this information to you guys so that we can all look through it. And it doesn't just sound like I'm making this up.
I'm not able to look through it.
Michael B. Jordan? That could be cool. Because that guy sure does B. Jordan. Bill Maynard. Jason Segel could be in. Justin Timberlake. Do you guys remember that time that Justin Timberlake was in a movie about time?
Yeah,
what?
I actually like that movie. I bought it not too long
ago. Oh,
God,
that movie is great.
What movie?
In Time, I think it's called.
Yes.
Where
Oh, so Justin Timberlake was in Time.
Just in time.
Just in time.
You
just
act like
in Timberlake.
You act like these puns are bad, but if you've actually watched that movie, it's literally just time puns, because their monetary system is based on time, like, inside of their wrist, and they keep saying, well, time is money. Or they, like, drive up in a cool car, and he's like, I finally had the time to buy one of these. Such a bad movie. I love it.
They're
so
not
much.
Even. I like that movie, Brian. I think it's a good movie.
Can we talk about, on the Sonic voice side, that Andy Samberg?
Andy Samberg.
My
Andy
voice
Samberg.
Sonic.
It could also be Tom Holland, Josh Gad. I don't know if you remember, but he played the snowman in Frozen.
Hi, my name is Olaf,
no.
And I like warm hugs.
Will Forte, Jim Parsons, Bazinga, Charlie Day would have been cool. But then, here's the thing, Paul Rudd is on both lists. Paul Rudd could have been playing Sonic, the voice, and also Tom, and they could have, like, interacted with each other. And they'd be like, oh man, hey Sonic, you sound handsome.
It saves on production costs.
Saves
I
on production.
I actually want that. I want
what
that.
What if everybody in Sonic is either played or voiced by Paul Rudd?
Just save on production costs,
oh,
too. So it's
Tyler
just like
Perry
a
movie.
It's a puppet of Sonic and he just carries it around. There's not even like CG. The poster is just like fake.
Honestly, that would be so much better. It's like the Fractoplots.
I need to do a video on the Fractoplots. The Fractoplots is such a weird and interesting movie. It deserves a comprehensive analytical look.
I still
the more you guys
wholeheartedly
talk about this, the more I want to see it.
Have you not seen the Fractoplots?
No.
How
Mike.
Have you not seen the Fractoplots?
Brian. Let's be real here. Nobody has seen the Fractoplots unless you tell them to watch it.
No, the Fractoplots is a fantastic movie, and a lot of people say it's the best movie ever made.
Okay, honestly, though, I unironically
believe you.
Still like it.
The Fractoplots is a great movie. So
I think
I
it's
don't
really good.
You.
It's
to
entirely
watch while high.
It's entirely done in sock puppets. I watched it high a couple of times. It's entirely done in sock puppets. It's made by Robert Benfer, who did the Clay World videos, and it has the voice of Jason Steele, who did the Charlie the Unicorn videos. He plays Laura's father.
Who's Laura, and why does she have a father?
Well, most people have fathers.
Wow, weird flex, but okay.
Hey, back on Sonic, Jordan, have you heard of the Dimensional merch announcement?
I have not.
Oh.
So, the Dimensional Merge is... The Dimensional Merge happens on December 19th, right?
Tell them to stop.
Dimensional Merge Announcements is a video uploaded on 26 October 2018 where Chris announces the imminent merging of Dimension 121A, where we are.
Now,
and it's...
now who is this? Who is this Chris?
Do you mean Chris
of?
Sonichu, Chris?
And it's sister dimension C197, where Sonichu and other fictional characters are. An event seemingly made up by Chris on his own, but likely another end result of the disturbing behavior the idea guys have leveled at him earlier in the year. Like a leader of the Doomsday Cult, Chris explains what will happen during the merging and what to do to survive. After going on multiple tangents, including mentioning Jesus' parents being two women, and being able to transform into his Sonichu and CPU goddess forms at will once the merge is complete, he takes a reference to Megan claiming she is a CPU goddess and telling the users not to communicate with her while begging her to come to him. So yeah, December 19th, which is in like a week, we're going to merge.
So is this going to be like Y2K?
Yeah.
Merges?
Yeah, it's...
We have to turn off all our electronics. We have to burn all of our Bibles. Just huddle up. For one, accept my Sonichu overlord.
No, Sonichu isn't becoming an overlord. Rather...
Are you sure? Are we sure?
Sonichu Overlord.
merge is just a precedent for that to happen.
There's a transcript of the video right here. Can I read some of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Christine Chandler coming to you live from home once again, and we're going to talk about the recent and more obvious topic of the dimensional merge. Yes, this dimension right here, 1218, is going to be merged with our sister dimension, C197, where most of our superheroes, supervillains, OCs, and what have you, and other characters consisted, have been existing and coexisting. Yep.
Okay, so excuse me, but it says all of our OCs, so not just Chris's OCs,
yeah.
But my OC that I made when I was 12 years old will exist.
I don't
like in this universe.
I don't know how much you know about Chris Chan and the Sonichu lore.
Not a lot. I just know that I'm sad for him. Like the shit
sure.
sucks.
Don't misgender.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I don't think it matters what pronouns we use actually for Chris Chan. Chris Chan is an anomaly and just.
Well, yeah, and I watched a video where it was like he came from a pretty like homophobic background, then he writes stuff and is like comes out as trans. So there's like a disconnect there.
He came out as a lesbian.
Yeah, so I think he might just be in his like, you know, weird and distorted mindset. Is kind of trying to make fun of it, but also taking it seriously. Like, making fun of, like, I don't know, trans stuff.
I'm going to ignore a lot of the physical weirdness that's going on with him as of late, and just talk about the, or her as of late, again, doesn't matter, Chris Chan is interesting. The lore behind Quickville, though, which is where the Sonichu characters all live, is that Chris believes that all fiction that you write about somebody or something is real, to the point where when people drew fan art, he literally told them to stop, because he thinks that, like, Sonichu would not be doing it this way, and so he doesn't want people to draw fan art.
Wow.
To be fair,
so
a lot
I should
of
just scrap this post-it note that I've been doodling on?
There was a parody comic of Sonichu called Asperchu.
Oh no.
And rather than just ignore it or say that it's not real, Chris got online to try to defend why Asperchu is worse than Sonichu and tried to get the writer to write it in such a way that it will fit in the Sonichu lore better.
Is he okay? Are they okay?
No. Because December 19th, when the merger happens, is also when Chris has to go to trial for murder.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Chris, well, attempted murder. Chris ran somebody over with his car intentionally and to try to kill them.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I think it was a GameStop employee that banned him from GameStop. And I think the thought process is if the guy dies, then he can go to GameStop again. His mom was in the car.
The
GameStop well, his parents place. Are awful. I mean, that's partially why he turned out that way.
Yeah.
It's like classic child abuse. And well, not classic child abuse, but it's child abuse. And
yeah, good old classic child.
Oh, fuck off. Well, classic child abuse is getting whipped with a belt for looking at my dad wrong.
Yo, same.
There's a difference between classic child abuse, right, and new child abuse, which is like a different ingredients and tastes a little bit weirder, and that's why Coca-Cola got rid of it and brought back the classic.
And Coca-Cola invented child abuse.
And then there's crystal child abuse. We don't want to talk about that one.
Oh, yeah, that's different entirely. Because that's
crystal
like...
Crystal child abuse is when my parents tell me they love me after they beat me.
Wow. Wow.
Same.
I'm sorry. Only a little bit, though.
So yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, he's too fast for the speed of sound. He's got red shoes. Oh, and another thing
and
is
stinky
the
feet.
The Sonic poster for the new Sonic has Sonic the Hedgehog with blue arms, which Chris Chan is very adamantly against. And one of the reasons why he got banned from a GameStop is he kept, like, defacing all the posters for Sonic Boom that also depicted Sonic with blue arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he should have shaved arms, like Sonic Classic.
I don't really care which way or the other. So, I don't know, man. Sonic should shave wherever he wants.
Sonic should shave his entire body.
Yeah. He should just become a naked mole rat.
It'll be like Mario, but like reverse.
He won't change his species just because he's shaved, goodness.
I think Sonic the Hedgehog would look very disturbing shaved because like his fur covers like most of his face, but not all.
Well, it's also supposed to be quills, right? Because he's a hedgehog.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. If they're really going to make him live action, they should just go so far and make him have a shit ton of spikes, not just fur. Like, if anyone touches him, they should be hurt.
Have you seen those old videos on, like, YouTube of hedgehogs floating in water because their quills are so, like, tightly packed together and lightweight?
Yeah.
Why does Sonic drown when he touches water?
Because his shoes are made of cement. They're you know in Dragon Ball Z?
His shoes are made of cement. If he was ever barefoot, he would be even faster.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just training mechanisms.
Well, yeah, because in Dragon Ball Z, which I've never actually seen, but wait. I've seen one.
Go on.
Well, isn't there a scene where Goku is, like, fighting someone as, like, practice, and they, like, take off their pants or something, or maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I think you're thinking of porn.
He takes off his pants and then the erection.
That's a classic anime trope where they have like weighted vests. They take off the vest and it like makes a little dust cloud where it drops on the floor. And then like they're more stronger than before because they aren't weighted down.
Wait, I don't know why, but the way that you phrased it made me think of a song. And let's go back to the Sonic thing for a second. Butt Rock.
Oh, the movie's gonna be excited. The movie's gonna be like a fucking disaster, but the soundtrack is gonna be great.
Hell yeah.
You right. I hate it, but you right.
And honestly, the Sonic games as of late, like the main complaints, you know, is that you don't really do a whole lot buttons-wise, but it looks really pretty, I guess. But with a movie, you don't have to do anything buttons-wise. Usually.
Yeah, so why don't they just put someone in the back room of the theater playing Sonic the Hedgehog, but put it on screen, so everyone's just watching and clapping. It's a Let's Play, but no one knows it.
Guys.
Are they gonna do live action, but still have rings?
Probably.
Yes, Mike?
I just sent an image.
Did you? Where did you send it?
I have to explain the image. It's in Discord.
It's in Discord.
Oh, no. So this image, for those of you listening...
Oh, no.
I don't know why it would be, but it's just...
Several people are typing.
Yeah, it's an image that someone drew of, like, Sonic being out of his blue quills, so he's just basically a naked mole rat.
You know what, I'm going to save this image. I'm going to save this image, and I'm going to post it on the Tidepool Orchestra Facebook page, because I think we all deserve to see it.
Do we really?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, because Mike is laughing.
Can this just be the background image of the entire podcast on YouTube?
Please. Yes. For the love of God, yes.
I guess. This is such a terrible, terrible image, Mike. What have you done?
I just googled naked Sonic the Hedgehog and it was the first
thing. Why?
Okay, I'm just glad that was the first thing that came up instead of some weird Pornhub like parody.
Yo. Look, I might have safe search on because there's nothing like there's nothing even like actually nude.
Well, I don't have safe search on.
Sonic is already naked.
No, he has shoes. They cover his dick. His dick is in between his pinky toe and his other toe. If you were into Sonic lore, you'd know that.
Actually, did you know that echidnas have four dick heads?
Just
I
once.
Did actually know
I
that.
Would just love one episode where we don't talk about echidna dicks.
This is the first one. We talk about dicks a lot, though.
Yeah, we should talk about other things, like ears.
It's mostly me. I'm the one that mostly talks about dicks. I'm sorry, guys.
We should talk about ears.
Ears are gross. You know what I like watching?
Brian, we should talk about ears.
People
Brian,
cleaning
are you
out ears.
Oh, this image is also awful.
Wait, this is a new image? Hang on.
Please, yeah, it's just... Stop. It's Sonic. But... Yeah. Oh, yep. No, he's just naked, guys. You don't need to know anything else. He has nipples.
I like your image, but mine is just... It's grosser because he's squishy.
Yeah.
I think
your
we should take
is,
a...
like, toned.
I think we should take a break and then come back and then not talk about Sonic being naked anymore.
Sounds sad, but okay.
End of side A. Please continue on side B.
So where do I start?
Just read off the title. Say Sonato Faker by Trouble Blue Team on fanfiction.net, and then you would read the setting. And then we would go from there.
Setting the Ark. On the Ark, Shadow has invited Sonic onto the Ark to watch a movie. The movie was all about killing, and it was Shadow's favorite movie. Sonic and Shadow were wearing clothes. Sonic was wearing a Levi's logo t-shirt, Levi's relaxed straight jeans, big and tall. Shadow was in his pajamas. Since it was his place, he was wearing Stafford woven sleep shorts and a tank white male tank top. They were both eating popcorn, and so Shadow and Sonic accidentally touched hands, and Shadow blushed, got hard, and moved hand away fast.
What's wrong? You don't like this popcorn?
Blushing real hard. Wait, Brian, you read that.
Blushing real hard and was annoyed by that comment, Shadow poured the popcorn all over Sonic's head, then walked off.
Hey, was it something I said?
Shadow got to his room and closed the door, forgetting to lock it.
Man, I'm such a loser. I can't even get someone like him, and now I feel horny.
Why are we doing this again?
Brian, it's your turn.
Shadow goes in his closet and gets his blue vibrating, rotating, thrusting dildo, then pulled down pants.
I hope no one ever finds out I have a crush on that faker.
Sonic was looking for Shadow, looking all over the Ark.
Where is that faker? He can be such a bitch sometimes.
I stopped from the noise and went to look for it. Shadow being fucked by the dildo on very fast, warm in his ass.
Oh yes, the ultimate satisfactory, Maria!
Shadow was on full-on hard, gripping the bed, moving feet and stuff, blushing and drooling.
Why settle for a fake when you can settle for a real one?
Settle? Shadow heard Sonic's voice and blushed from head to toe. Is he still wearing Levi's? Getting up, taking...
Sonic wasn't wearing Levi's.
Not sponsored.
Getting up, taking the dildo out, and turning it off, and covering his 5-inch penis on hard. It's, how tall is Sonic the Hedgehog? He's only, like, 4 feet, right?
Yeah, I think so. His dick is
like
longer than this entire. Well, and also, this is a fantasy. Why wouldn't you make Sonic have an 8-inch dick?
Well, that's not Sonic, that's Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they have, like, cartoonishly gigantic hands, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he wearing gloves?
Yes.
It didn't specify.
Easy cleanup. Sonic?
Sonic grabs hold of Shadow's chin.
Why so scared?
Place Shadow on his stomach.
I won't bite.
Rubbing on Shadow's naked butt and then slapping it hard.
Oh my god. Ah! What are you doing?
You've been a bad ultimate life form, Shady. You even once tried to destroy the world.
Continues to slap his butt.
I kind of want to stop.
Nope.
Oh, nope. No.
We're halfway there. We are halfway done.
Living on a prayer.
Where?
Shadow is yelping with each slap, kicking his legs and gripping the bed. A few minutes later, Sonic finally stopped, but Shadow's butt was red as an apple, and Shadow had tears in his eyes. Shadow, choking on tears.
Stupid faker.
The fuck are we reading?
Am I a faker? Let's see a faker do something like this.
He then took off his pants and boxers, exposing his 14-inch long 12-inch width groin.
Finally!
Out, gets hard and sticks it in Shadow's mouth. Wait. That's nearly three times the length as the other guy.
Oh my god.
Shadow blushes way more.
Oof!
Shadow looks at Sonic angry and gets up on knees, causing Sonic to get on the bed, then close his eyes and enjoys it, sucking on it, and Shadow was on hard again and sticking up. Sonic sweating and smirks at Shadow's groin and plays with it as if it was a twat, causing white stuff to come out, giving Shadow pain but satisfactory. Shadow was sucking faster, holding on Sonic's waist and thigh, sucking on it like it's his favorite popsicle, deep-throating it. Sonic was enjoying and moaning as it happened, then finally cum in his mouth a lot. Shadow swallowed the cum and stopped sucking and got on his back.
I never knew something would be so good.
It isn't over till I say it's over.
And then he lifted Shadow's legs up. Shadow, noticing Sonic's groin is way bigger than his dildo.
Is this gonna hurt a lot?
Then he was sweating.
No. Well, maybe a little. Okay, a lot.
He sticks it in him hard, fast, and firm, doing the growing triangle while Shadow's legs hurt up. What?
Oh my god.
Shadow, tears came out and he screamed, but then started enjoying it. Oh, I don't like that sentence. Sonic starts to thrust fast. Shadow was moaning and groaning and was enjoying it and stuff. After 5 minutes, Sonic comes in Shadow's butt and then stop, and then they both asleep. Just to let you know how much of Sonic Sime Shadow Uke I am lazy because I'm sleepy, but I'm going to make better stories. Tell me how it is.
Well, it's awful, and I hate myself, but this was fun.
This was posted July 2nd, 2013.
This was beautiful. I loved this so much.
5 years later, you're finally on a podcast. I hope this is what you wanted.
They were like, you know what?
What?
They could have been original Tidepool guests.
Jeez.
I feel dirty. End intermission.
We're gonna go to...
We gotta go to side B.
Welcome back. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Tidepool Orchestra. Side B.
Welcome back to the Tidepool Orchestra. What the fuck? Though. Anyway... What's your guys' favorite Sonic character?
I like Amy, because I identified with her when I was younger, because she was always pining for someone that kind of hated her, and that was me. She was also really cute, though. Yeah. In, like, a non-sexual way, let me clarify, considering the way that this podcast has gone. What's your favorite character, Mike? I'd say you're a Tails, but that's not your favorite character. That's just who you are.
What? Wait. Hold on. Why am I a Tails?
Because in our Sonic Adventure playthrough, that's how I drew you in the thumbnail.
But then that's literally
my only reason. Oh, yeah.
I am...
Gonna refrain.
Vector. I'm my favorite's Vector.
Oh my god, his boss battle thing in Sonic Heroes. And, like, the music, that was bomb.
Yep.
And Espy is so cool.
Yep.
Damn, I want to play Sonic Heroes.
Smash Bros. We can play Sonic Heroes, but we have to finish Sonic Adventure first.
Yeah, you're right.
Smash Bros. Came out last week on Friday. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Sonic a playable character?
Sonic is a playable character, and that's actually why I'm bringing it up. Sonic was the first character I unlocked, and his moveset is so fucking cheap that I'm using him to unlock every other character.
Cool.
So he's broken?
Oh, he's incredibly broken, but he's been broken this way since Meta Knight.
Yeah.
No, surprisingly, Pichu is like the top tier character now.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's weird, right?
My boyfriend.
Have to buy.
We get it. You have like people who care about you. Anyway.
Weird flex, but
No, but he played Melee like semi-competitively. Just locally mostly. But he's never played Sonic and like the Smash Ultimate. Because he doesn't have a Switch, but he keeps saying that it's a bad game, only for the fact that it doesn't have like consistent logarithms for knockback.
Your boyfriend sounds like a fucking nerd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I tell him to shut up because he's a party pooper, but he won't. But like logarithm, so I guess it's like
that's
because
why they invited you.
Hey, but no, it's I guess he's talking about when people get hit off like the map. That it's like it's a variable whether or not they get like knocked out. I'm assuming that's what it means. I'm dumb, but I guess we'll see. Because Leffen, who's a pretty big like Melee player, he's playing Smash Ultimate, and he sounds like he's getting pretty into it.
Yeah, Smash is a pretty fun game. I still have a couple more characters I have to unlock.
I hate it.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, I don't hate it, but I don't really care for it, honestly.
Is it because you have to be good to have fun?
Is it because you have to pay money to buy video games?
Yes. And right now I have to pay money to either fix mine or buy another car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about cars for a bit. What happened to yours?
I blew a head gasket.
One time when I was driving from Oregon to California, I blew a tire in the middle of the freeway going like 80 miles per hour.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you die?
Yep.
You know the cool thing about a tire?
What's a cool thing?
You usually have a spare one in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you're too weak and can't get the bolts loosened because you have weak baby arms?
Then maybe you should have thought about that.
Call someone else.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought that about that before being born the wrong gender.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dumb joke. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I didn't even count it as a joke.
Wow.
No, I meant because it was fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant because it was true.
No, wow. Because it was sexist as fuck.
It's very misogynistic, and I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, we just lost.
Women are smarter anyway. No, I'm kidding.
Obviously.
No, but, like, that really ticks me off, because my dad, he used to get AAA all the time as, like, a fucking gift, and when I got my car, he, like, didn't do any of that. And so if I get broken down, because I live away from home now, if anything happens to my car, I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. Because my boyfriend doesn't know how to drive, I'm teaching him, but even if he did know how to drive, my car is the only car that he could drive to come pick me up. If that's broken, then it's, like, you know, stupid.
Yeah, I'm 500 miles away from everywhere I go.
So you mean you won't help me if my car is broken down?
Well, I'm, like, 3,000 miles away from you.
Well, how about you send me money?
I'm pretty sure Virginia is more than 500 miles away from Oregon.
Anyway. Well, yeah, I'm, like, 3,000 miles away from you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, so.
Close enough.
Does anyone have any scary stories of, like, being broken down besides, like, the initial, like, anybody coming over to murder you?
This one time my car broke down and it was the middle of the night and I was like in the woods and a man car hand hook car door.
What?
What?
Did the hash sling and slasher come find you in the middle of the fucking night?
Yeah.
No, Brad. But real talk. When my car overheated, it was in the middle on the side of a busy intersection in a snowstorm.
Sucks,
that's man. Terrifying.
Yeah, no, it kind of was.
Well, see, I always think about the story where my aunt, she got broken down on the side of the road at the middle of the night, and she was just sitting there, and she, of course, had AAA, but apparently a guy kept knocking on her door, being like, hey, why don't you come back to my hotel? You know? Come back to my hotel. And she would be like, no, and he kept bothering her, so she was like, oh, no, it's okay, I already called the cops. She could have got murdered. That's horrifying.
Did she actually call the cops?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the guy, like, didn't actually get arrested because he left her alone, but it was still, like, shitty.
Yeah.
Do you guys like sports cars?
What kind of car do you want to get, Mike?
Yeah.
I want to get a cheap one that runs.
I mean, that's...
If anyone out there is selling a car for, like, sub $300, let me know.
You want to get one that runs? Why not just get one that drives, idiot?
Because I have to drive it, Jordan. Duh.
Oh, so it's one of those cars from the Flintstones?
I swear to God.
Excellent.
I quit the podcast.
Fuck off! No, but... My boyfriend keeps talking to me about how my car would be so much better because I drive a 1997 Subaru Legacy.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was like $2,000, and it works pretty much fine. I haven't had too many problems. But I just want a new car, and he always makes fun of me because new cars suck and they're hard to work on. And it's like, yeah, but if I have that much money buy a new car anyway, it's not gonna fucking matter. Just get me my heated seats and my touchscreen.
My
asshole.
Car has heated seats and a touchscreen, but it's not driving right now.
Well, can you fix it and then give it to me?
Obviously.
Actually, you know what? If I fix it, I'll trade you.
That's a lot of driving.
Yep.
To get
and
it
you
there,
have to
so
be the one to come get it.
Nope. Hey, Brian, can I have your car?
No.
When you got your new car,
uh-huh.
That was insane. Can we talk about your old car? Do you mind?
I had a truck, and it, I accidentally rear-ended somebody slightly, and their car was fine. But with mine, the front bumper actually pierced the radiator. And after trying to fix it for like 2 or 3 straight weeks, and every now and then just finding out that it won't fucking start, and having to get a ride to work when I work like half an hour away from where I live, I finally just said fuck it, and I asked for a ride to the car dealership, and, you know, I bought a new car.
Well, yeah, but I want to talk about your truck a little bit more in detail. I didn't know that how it took a shit. I just knew that it took a shit, so that's new information to me. But Brian and I, we used to work together, right? And a lot of the time, he would, like, I would be, like, running in his car for whatever reason, like, hanging out. And it was amazing. It was a spiritual experience.
My truck or my car?
Your truck. Because of just how tiny it was. I didn't know trucks could be that tiny. But goddamn, did it get you places and got you a new couch and whatever.
Oh yeah, it was a pickup truck.
I hated that truck, though. Yeah.
It was awful.
As opposed to another kind of truck.
Like, like a truck.
Like yeah, like a eight he had an 8-wheeler.
Yeah. You know, I lift up my arm and I pull down the horn.
A double dolly.
Yeah, like a boat.
But your new car is super nice compared to that. And it smelled like cigarettes or depression. It had touchscreen and heated seats.
I mean, it's been like a year since you've last been in it.
So the depression is back?
Yeah, there's a lot of depression in it.
He slaps top of car. This baby can fit so many depressions in it.
There's an empty pizza box in the passenger seat.
Brian.
Oh, it's keeping my seat warm for when I come visit.
Oh, okay. It's empty. When you come visit?
I don't know. My birthday is next month, and I'm visiting. I'm going up there to visit my dad, and he's going to take me out drinking.
Right.
And I'm going to have the weekend off, so I might have time to hang out with you, too.
Yeah, you money. Can be like, wow, Brian, you're everything about you and, like, where you live is shitty. And I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, I hate you.
That's what I would do if I ever met you in person.
Jordan's the kind of person, if you invite her to your apartment, she steps inside, looks at the furniture, and says, you have this arranged wrong, and then she walks outside until you arrange it to her liking.
I did not do that!
She's like, the couch should be on that wall. I'll be back when you fix it.
Did I actually do that?
I don't know, probably not.
I don't think I did that. I was just curious as to why you had things arranged, and then you were like, oh, I just arranged my bedroom a lot. And yeah. I never met anyone that does that, so I was just intrigued. But I never told you to fucking move things, because I didn't like it.
I rearrange my bedroom furniture a lot when I get depressed.
Same. Oh, it's like feng shui.
It's like playing Animal Crossing.
Neat.
It's like, let's put this bed over by that wall, and then I can fit these theater seats that I found for free on Craigslist.
Hey, speaking of Animal Crossing, isn't there a new one supposed to be coming out in 2019?
Yeah.
Is it going to be good, or is it going to be like Animal Parade? Or whatever it is. The amiibo thing that made you buy more amiibos.
Nah, it's supposed to be like New Leaf.
Good. But I don't have a Switch, so someone's gonna have to buy one for me.
Yeah, the name is Jordan.
Jordan, buy your own Switch. Everybody else in the podcast right now has a Nintendo Switch except for you. You gotta buy your own and Nintendo Switch.
I'm not asking you guys to buy me one.
You play Sonic games.
The audience. No, I'm kidding. I don't want your money, audience.
I want your money.
I want your love.
I want your love.
Yep.
I want your car. Give me your car.
Can I have your car? I have a gun. Grand Theft Auto.
I was at work the other day cashiering, and one of my coworkers pulled their wallet out to pay for it and pay for like their drinks. And I was like, that's a cool wallet. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, can I have it? And they're like, yeah. And they hand me their wallet with all the money still inside, and I pocket it. And I'm like, did I just rob a guy?
You gave back the wallet, right?
Don't worry about it. Look, money's been
Ryan
tight this
accidentally
month.
Accidentally mugging someone.
Accidentally mugging a coworker too, so it's like now I have to avoid eye contact and pretend like I don't know him. And it's like,
hey, are you gonna file a police report? And he's like, no, why? No reason. You have your work situation is very interesting. You have a lot of like customers that like you so much that they give you free shit.
On Friday, a customer gave me a Stanley
magazine. One of
them will
give you a free car.
One of them gave me a computer that I'm currently using to record this.
See, if one of them will give you a car.
You just gotta get a lot of sugar daddies, Brian.
Yeah.
Is there a help wanted sign outside that you put? That is just Brian's sugar daddy. And no one actually pays attention enough to question it, but you get inquiries anyway.
None of them read the signs. It doesn't matter what I put.
He's just that attractive.
Really not.
Don't put yourself down like that. Being ugly is the new hot. That's why hipsters were in.
Yeah, that's why I am so, so, so very attractive.
Because you're a hipster of attractive.
No, I'm incredibly hideous.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm ugly. Super ugly. No, I'm kidding. I hate myself.
That's okay.
We all hate ourselves a little bit.
A little bit?
Oh, I mean, it varies.
Yeah, I do hate myself very much.
Is anyone excited? Hey, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thanks.
That ended 3 days ago.
Oh, thanks.
Do you feel, like, oppressed?
Don't worry about it.
Do you feel oppressed? Because people... Because it's Hanukkah. No one likes Hanukkah.
I don't like Christmas in general.
Right.
I think that people who get crazy about the holidays are fools.
Why?
I think they deserve to be hit by Chris Chan's car.
Brian.
I'm one of those people, Brian.
What happens to Chris Chan's car if Chris is sent to prison?
To his parents.
Can we auction it off?
No, we can't do anything with it.
Can?
Well, yeah.
Like, people die all the time, right? What happens to their cars when they die? Like, I'm talking...
If they don't leave them to someone, they go to the state.
Yeah, and then they either get, like... I don't know. Well, crushed.
Next of kin gets like, first dibs. But if you don't have a next of kin, it goes to the state. And then it gets auctioned.
Yeah.
We should go to a car auction. Solve your problem.
Yeah.
Usually car auctions suck, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's steal a car instead.
Okay.
Grand Theft Sonic. It's the title of this episode.
Tied it all back. Grand Theft Sonic poster. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I mean, I think we've been going on for an hour now.
I got my new job, and I've been working there for a few days.
But did you sign a non-disclosure agreement?
No.
Really? That's surprising.
Why would he have to?
Most jobs make you do that.
No, they don't.
I mean,
unless
when
they're
you
like
work in a field
creative
like mine.
Jobs. Wait, they do?
I mean, they should have.
I don't know. Well, tell us all of the stuff before you have to sign one. No, I'm kidding.
I have admin privileges to pretty much the entirety of my company.
Ooh, fancy.
Yep. I have my own cubicle and my own computer and...
Own coffee machine? Do you get a Keurig?
No, it's not mine, but we have a shared coffee machine, and we have a soda fountain in the break room.
Wowee, so you can mix so many drinks?
Yeah.
Man, I want a big boy job.
And someone brings donuts every single day. This morning, I happened to walk in when, like, there was only a couple donuts left, and I got a maple bacon donut.
You're gonna get so fat.
We're going to find out that those aren't for everybody and that's like one person's lunch and you keep eating their lunch.
Right now, that donut was the only thing I ate today, so I think it's okay.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Mike, I think you should go and eat something if you can. I mean, scour the garbage cans.
Should eat some cookery
cat and raccoon.
Should eat some corn dogs.
Yeah, probably.
Chili cheese dogs.
I don't have chili or cheese or dogs.
You're only saying chili cheese dogs because Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the entire joke.
Is that what you call it?
I'm gonna go die.
And that's the episode of the Tidepool Orchestra. Alright, see you guys next week. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love you, but I hate myself.
Thank you for listening to the calming sounds of the Tidepool Orchestra.
This has been another episode of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss the next episode, where you can also look forward to some fun bonus content. If you can't get enough of us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TidePoolO and like our Facebook page to keep up to date. For any questions, ideas, or business inquiries, feel free to email us at TidePoolOrchestra@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.